Welcome to Sarah's Conversation Corner. Today, we will be talking about the ever so famous rock band, Nirvana. But first, a word from our sponsor. Have you ever been in deep misery and need of desperate help on an evil entity called homework? If so, I'm happy to say the OMC Homework Helper has you covered. This spectacular program allows you to spend time with older students and staff members to grant you the opportunity to learn, grow, and prosper. Learn more on www.academyomc.org. Nirvana is one of the biggest and most influential bands in history to this day. Formed in Seattle in 1987, they basically launched alternative music into mainstream media and the internet as a whole. Founded by leader and singer guitarist Kurt Cobain, born on February 20, 1967 in Aberdeen, Washington, and bassist Chris Novoselic, born on May 16, 1965 in Compton, California, the band went through a succession of drummers, most notably Chad Channing, before recruiting Dave Grohl in 1990. They had to change their shape and choose their music style that they wanted to produce when Nirvana decided to look for a deal with a major label, since no indie label could buy the group out of its contract. Cobain and Novoselic consulted Soundgarden and Alice in Chains manager Suzanne Silver for advice. They met Silver in Los Angeles and introduced them to agent Don Mueller and music business attorney Alan Mintz, who specialized in finding deals for new bands. Mintz started sending out Nirvana's demo tape to major deals looking for labels. When Nirvana was introduced into Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2014, Novoselic thanked Silver during a speech for introducing them to the music industry properly. After signing, the band began recording its first major album, Nevermind, which was introduced by Black Sabbath and punk rock bands like Black Flag, whom they were greatly influenced by. The group was offered a number of producers, but held out for Vig. Initially, DGC Records were hoping to sell 250,000 copies of Nevermind. However, the first single, Smells Like a Teen Spirit, quickly gained momentum, so much so that by Christmas 1991, Nevermind was selling 400,000 copies a week in the US. In January 1992, the album displaced Michael Jackson's Dangerous at number one on the Billboard album charts and topped the charts in numerous other countries. Here's a small piece of the song of the album, Smells Like Teen Spirit. I chose the punk rock group Nirvana, not only because I was required to do so, but also because it accurately portrays my taste in music. Of course, K-pop and other mainstream artists are each uniquely different and talented in their own individual aspects, but Nirvana's music helps me express myself in distinctive ways that I can't accurately describe using words. This band truly has a special place in my heart, and I genuinely appreciate their music and the way they portray their meanings through their lyrics. Nirvana, like I mentioned earlier, is a band that I regularly listen to, whether it be while doing homework or cleaning up my room. Their music helps me illustrate the emotions that I'm feeling at any given moment, and I found that to be really beneficial when I am in a circumstance where I can't exactly do that. However, Nirvana's music has a vastly different hue compared to other types of music that I listen to. Personally, I really enjoy K-pop, more specifically groups such as BTS, Stray Kids, ASTRO, and so much more. While the said K-pop groups can have similar tones in their songs, they are usually very different compared to Nirvana's songs, lyrics and tone-wise. Nonetheless, I enjoy both genres of music, and I don't exactly have a preference for one style compared to the other. Finally, we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. I hope you all learned something new and interesting about the band Nirvana. To all my listeners, thank you so much for listening, and have a nice day.